Come on, would you give God a praise? Come on, just for about 10 seconds, would you just open up your mouth and tell God how amazing he is? How grateful you are to be in his presence on this morning. Oh, come on, just a little bit more. Just tell God how much you love him. I don't know about you, but when I take a look over the last few days of my life, the last few months of my life, the last few years of my life, I'm just super grateful that I have a relationship with God. Because if it wasn't for him, I don't know really where I would be. That's just not a church cliche, but that is my truth and that is my testimony. Amen. I really don't know where I would be in my mind. I don't know where I would be in my body. I don't know where I would be in my ministry. I don't know where I would be as a mother, as a wife. Come on, somebody. I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for my relationship with Christ. Amen. I just want to take this opportunity to tell Pastor Scales and First Lady Barbara Scales, thank you so much for this opportunity to speak. And I don't know if you're accepting membership cross state lines, but I have joined BFF today. I will be your first e-member, if that's what you want to call it. I love this church. It's my first time here, and I love this church. The spirit here is amazing. The worship team is amazing. I'm stealing Miss Lonnie and Miss Debbie to come with me to Georgia. They are amazing. Look, they said no. But I believe that God has a word for you today and that you're going to take your life to the next level. I hope that you're in expectancy of what God is getting ready to do in your life, that you're getting ready to move from just tradition of life, just on, you know, ins and outs of lives, things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, and you're really going to move into what God has called you to be, what God has purposed you to be. There's a destiny on your life that God wants to extract from the inside of you and materialize in this world. And this is a special time and season for your life because there is so much going on in the world. There's so many things that are happening that are not just isolated acts of events, but these things that are going on, the wars, the breakout of diseases, the thing that's going on with our younger generation here, even in the United States, it is making a global impact across the nations, across the world, across countries and states, and it's hitting our homes, it's hitting our backyards, it's hitting our communities, and God has called us as the kingdom of God, God has called us as Christians, as disciples, to take it over by force, amen? And the way that we're going to take it over by force is by you doing what God has told you to do, what he has called you to do, and making it into a reality. Pastor Scales, I want to share something with you that God put on my heart to share with you. But he told me to tell you that there is a season of increase that not only is coming to this ministry, but to those that are connected to this ministry. There's a development anointing or a season that you will come into. You're not only assigned here to develop people spiritually, but you are assigned to develop this region. People in leadership in this community will be looking to you in the near future. I want you to receive this. I want you to continue to handle this, what God is telling you is to continue to handle what he has given you with care. It's not because you and your wife seek fame, but because you are truly carrying the heart of the people as your agenda. That is your first agenda that God says. And God is going to do some amazing things in your life, and he's going to increase you, and you're going to continue to be blessed. It's a roll of events that's getting ready to happen in your life. It's not going to come and go like many ministries experience. It's not going to come and go like many people in business experience, but this is a roll of events that God is getting ready to do in your life. The overflow, you prophetically sung it today, is to the overflow that's getting ready to come into your life. And I just speak increase over your mind, your body, and your spirit, that whatever God has for you, that it will manifest in this season, that it will manifest quickly in this season, and the unity of your church and the unity of this community will come by and push you and catapult you to where God has called you to be. Amen? Amen. God wants to speak to you even prophetically as you sit here today. He wants to tell you today that you have got to live a life beyond your function. You have to live a life beyond your function, and you have to start operating in the greater call, which is to carry the vision that you have on the inside of you to a place of safety. Turn to your neighbor and politely just tell him, say, carry the vision to safety. Turn to your other neighbor, or if you're looking at the wall, just look at somebody behind you and just say, there's greater on the inside of you. I want you to know that there's greater on the inside of you than what's in the world. You have to understand and have a right perception of who God has called you to be. You have to have the right perception on who you serve, who you are in relationship with. This ministry is great. The God that you serve is great. The people that you're sitting next to right now is great. You have to understand that you have been called to be great. So many times we go through things in our life, encounters in our life, challenges in our lives, and we begin to question God, are we really great? Are we really called to do what you called us to do? My life is in a mess. My finances are jacked up. My marriage is on the brink of divorce. My health is dwindling down. How can all of these things be happening in my natural arena of life and you're still calling me great? How can I be going through what I'm going through in my life? How can I be depressed? How can I have low self-esteem? How can I not seem to get out of this cycle that I keep going through over and over again in my life, in relationships, but you're still calling me great? What is it that is about me? What is it about the call on my life that goes beyond my circumstances, that goes beyond my challenges? And God told me to remind you today that there is greater on the inside of you than that is in the world. There is greater prosperity on the inside of you than the lack that is in the world. There is greater faith on the inside of you than doubt that is in the world. There is greater healing on the inside of you than sickness that is in the world. There is greater on the inside of you. And so before I even get into the message today, if you don't resolve that in your mind, if you don't connect with it in your heart, everything that I say today is just going to fall void. And you have to understand, no matter what you're going through, put those situations aside and understand in my mindset, in my knowing, in my spirit, I know that God has called in me for something greater because I am the seed. God created me. He formed me. He took his time and he thought about me. He decided how I was going to look. He decided how I was going to be. He decided what my life was going to look like. And because I come from the thoughts of God, I can be nothing but great. Amen? I can be nothing but powerful. I can be nothing but bold. I can be nothing but courageous. I can be nothing but successful. But at times we go through things in our lives where we forget where we came from. Amen? We forget who created us from the times of the earth. We forget who spoke to our existence. And at times, God will even be speaking to you in your homes. He'll be even speaking to you in your situations. And all of a sudden, you're like, God, what you're saying to me doesn't make any sense because I don't see it in front of me. But I want you to know that God doesn't speak to your present. He speaks to your existence of your future. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans, the good thoughts that I have towards you, amen, towards your future, amen. He talks to existence of who you're going to be. I know today might not look so great, but tomorrow is going to be amazing. You have to believe that. I know your marriage is on the brink of divorce, but you have to believe that tomorrow is going to be all bliss and the honeymoon stage is going to start all over again. I know your business, it's been hard to push and it's been hard to maneuver and lack of finances are there, but you got to look and see yourself as a Fortune 500 company on tomorrow. There is greater on the inside of you that God wants to extract out of you. This is a season and time in your life that no longer can you sit idle. No longer can your spiritual gifts sit idle. No longer can a mediocre life sit idle. But God is calling you to the greater level. Amen. God is calling you to the greater dimension in your destiny. Amen. And so God told me to tell you today that you have to live a life beyond function. Everybody say function. Now, the definition of function means this. It is a title or position you hold, and you operate it on a daily basis. For example, some of you are functions of, you operate in the function of a spouse. You operate in a function of community leaders. You operate in a function of a VP of marketing. You operate in the function of a secretary. You operate in the function of a cameraman. You operate in these daily functions, amen? But God wants you to know that there's something greater beyond that function. There's something greater that goes beyond you just being a mother, that goes beyond you just being a husband. And I'm not coming to you from an angle of negativity. I'm not coming to you to say that what you do in those functions is not right, that what you do doesn't have importance, because it does. Because God wants to use those functions as vehicles to push out your purpose, amen? But the problem is we're operating in function without purpose. And operating function without purpose is just occupying space. And what God wants you to do is occupy kingdom. And so you have to understand that now I have to combine function and purpose together. Amen. And when you operate and you combine function and purpose together, then God can get the increase. Then God can get the glory out of your life. There's a saying, I don't know if you've heard it before, I'm sure you have, my kids tell me all the time. It says, you are what you eat. And they tell me that all the time because I love to eat donuts all the time. Oreos and donuts, those are my weakness. Cupcakes, oh yes, all day long, that is my weakness. The ladies here were telling me, what would you like to eat? And I said, oh, just some grapes. And really, I want to say some chocolate cupcakes with some buttercream icing. That's what I really want to stuff in my mouth right now. But there is a saying that says you are what you eat. Well, you also are what you habitually do on a daily basis. I want you to understand that what you have created, habits in your life, that has made your life. And for many of us, there's a shift that has to occur so we can get out of the routine of just going 9 to 5 every day. Get out of the routine of saying, well, tomorrow I wake up in the morning, I get my kids to school, I go about my business, and I start all over all the day. What a boring life. If we even look at the creation of the beginning of time in Genesis, God was not boring in his creation. He was not boring in the way that he set up this life for us to live. So why is your life staying in a systematic flow? God wants you to enlarge what you are doing. Amen? It's time to carry the vision to safety. I want you to understand today that as I was talking about functions, there's some examples in the Bible of Jesus even operating in his functions. He was a carpenter. He was a child to a mother. He was a teacher. If you look at Moses, he was a husband. He was a herdsman. There was many functions that people even in the Bible were operating in. But what pushes us into the place of purpose is what Jesus did beyond his function of a carpenter. It's what Jesus did beyond his function of a teacher. What he did in his purpose, his calling, what he carried to safety was us. He had to carry us, the people of God, the redemption plan, to the cross. This was his opportunity. This was his purpose. This was his sole creation for being here on the earth. It was for him to carry us to a place of safety. And many of you, there is a purpose that lives on the inside of you. There's a design that lives on the inside of you that God is telling you today, you've got to carry what I've given you to carry to a place of safety. When you say a place of safety, I'm talking about a manifested reality. How many of you are sick and tired of saying, I want my marriage to go to level. I want my finances to go to level. And you still don't see the manifested reality. God is calling you today to go to the manifested place that he's called you to go to. And in order to do that, you've got to push past the circumstances that you deal with in your life. Look at what Jesus had to do. He had to push past the embarrassment. He had to push past the rejection. He had to push past what people were saying about him, spitting on him, beating him with the cat nine tail. They were ripping his flesh out. And the whole time he was thinking about you. The whole time that they whipped him on his back and they twisted it so all the flesh would come out his back, he was thinking about you. He was saying, I've got to get her marriage to safety. I got to get this mother and her child to safety. I got to get this man of God to safety. I cannot give up. And this is the same attitude that we should have today. This is what God wants to spark in your spirit today. He wants to ignite in you like never before. He wants you to push past so you can carry what is on the inside of you to safety. There's something so powerful that only you can carry. Do you believe that today? There is something so powerful on the inside of you that only you can carry. Jesus was the only one that could carry us to safety. He was the only one that could do it. Moses was the only one that could carry the children of Israel out to safety. He was the only one. You don't think that God could have talked to Pharaoh? You don't think that God could have talked to some old other stranger on the side of the street and told him to go be the deliverer of the children of Israel? But Moses was the one designed to carry that thing out. There is something in your life that God wants you to carry out, that only you can carry out, and it will not get done in this earth until you do it, until you put action to it. Amen? Amen. Come on and give God praise. Somebody shout greater. Greater. Come on, somebody shout greater. Greater. There is vision that only you can do yourself. yourself. Only you can do yourself. So how do I begin to carry this vision to safety? I hear what you're saying. It's great. It's inspirational. Wonderful. I got something on the inside of me that I got to carry out to safety. Great. Hallelujah. Now, how do I do it? I'm going to tell you how to do it. Right. Number one, you must move from defect to full effect. Yeah. Tell somebody you got to move from defect to full effect. Now, defect means falling short of its full potential, falling short of its full value. Defect is, there's a meaning to defect that says there's a limitation on what you can do. It is a problem that causes something to be less valuable or less effective. I was telling the 9 o'clock service that my left ear is deaf. It is defected. It does not live up to its full potential of its original intent. It does not live up to what God created it to do, which is to what? Here. So at the time that I was going through this in my body, I was going through a lot of sickness and illness, and my left ear became deaf. I began to tell God, I'm not going to do ministry anymore. I can't hear myself on stage. I can't hear myself through the microphone. I can't hear what anybody else is doing. It sounds like an airplane's taking off in my ear during praise and worship, and it stopped me from carrying out what God called me to do. And I don't know what's defected in your life. I don't know if it's a health issue. I don't know if it's a relationship issue. I don't know if it's a financial issue. I don't know if it's a self-esteem issue. I don't know if it's an issue of tradition that you can't seem to break out of. I don't know what is defected in your life, but I'm here to encourage you today to tell you that you got to keep going. That no matter what is going on in your life, you got to move that situation from your life from defect and into full effect. Now, the way that I moved my ear from defect to full effect was not getting my own self hearing back, amen. But what I did was continue to carry out what God put on the inside of me. So even though you're going through in your life, you got to continue to push forward. Yeah. You got to continue to move forward. You got to continue to know that there's greater on the inside of you than what is attacking you on the outside of this world, amen. So there's a place of defect, and when you leave here today, I want you to take inventory of your life. I want you to take a checklist of your life, and I want you to begin to find all the areas in your life that are defected. All the areas of your life that are not necessarily living up to its full potential, amen? All the areas in your life that aren't seeing the full value of what God created you to be. And I want you to begin to take steps on how to get it from defect and into full effect. This is important for you to be able to carry out what God has for you, amen? There are three areas that God wants you to carry the vision to. Number one. Well, let me say this first. Vision is defined as the act of power of anticipating that which will come to be. Now, listen, vision works both ways. You can anticipate a negative outcome or you can anticipate a positive outcome. Yeah. Either way, you're putting your belief and energy in a perspective of your choice. Yeah. Either way, somebody shout either way. Either way, I have given energy to a vision for my life. Either way, I have given energy in some kind of way. I have put my faith in some kind of way. I have put energy and focus and time into a particular area in my life, and it either came out negative or positive. There is no in between. And so what God wants you to do is understand that this time in your life, no matter what's coming up in your life, you have to put energy and time into the things of what God wants you to put time and energy into. Amen? So three areas that you have to carry the vision to safety. Number one, everybody say God's vision. God's vision is found in Matthew 28, and it tells us basically that we should be spreading the good news of Jesus Christ and that we should be making disciples of not only ourselves but to others in the world. Amen? That is God's vision. Every Christian, every person that is in this earth, God called them to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Our sole focus in God's vision is to bring back people what? Into relationship with Christ. So you are responsible for carrying out this vision. You are responsible for carrying out what God's vision is here on the earth. Number two, everybody shout, my vision. And let me say this with your vision. No matter where you are in life, you need to understand that you are not beyond recovery. Turn to your neighbor and say, I am not beyond recovery. Turn to the other neighbor and say, and neither are you. I don't care what you have been through in life. I don't care what people have told you. I don't care how bad it looks. I want you to understand that you serve a great God that can bring you out of any situation and that you are not beyond recovery. I don't care how many years you spent in jail. I don't care how many marriages you went through, divorces you went through, babies out of wedlock. It don't matter. God's grace covers it. And I want you to know that there's greater on the inside of you beyond what you've experienced up till today. You know, so many of us, we only go as far as our imagination takes us. You are today as far as your imagination has taken you. And some of you, that might hit you real hard, because even when God gave that to me, I was like, dang, shoot. Oh, my God. I got to dream some more. I got to get some more vision. I got to be able to seek God for more revelation. What's going on? This can't be it. Even though I enjoy my life, even though I'm having a great time doing ministry, there's got to be more. And so you got to go into a place with God that he's be able to speak to your mind and speak to your spirit of where he wants to take you. So everybody say, my vision. Now, my vision is encompassed by this, by the desires you have and the dreams and goals you have concerning areas of relationships, health, ministry, career, children, finances. You know, when you're writing down your vision at 2015 and 2016, every year we start with the vision boards, all that kind of stuff. That is what your vision is, amen? And God wants you to carry out that vision as well. But in order to carry out this vision, you have to not let fear overtake your every step. You have to not let fear overtake your every move. So God began to tell me that this is the process that you need to take to get your vision to become a manifested reality. Number one, everybody say imagine. Number two, attempt. And number three, adjust. So imagine, attempt, and adjust. And let me break this down for you. Imagine. We were just talking about this a minute ago. Imagine is vision for your life. This is a year for your life that you got to dream bigger this year. You got to dream bigger for your life. You got to dream bigger for your finances. You got to dream bigger for this ministry. You got to dream bigger for your relationships. You got to go. You got to take your imagination. What you're thinking about, the thoughts that you come in contact with, has to go to the next level. So imagine. That's the first step. And it's an important step, because if you don't imagine, then there's nothing to attempt and adjust. Amen? So it's an important step to have. Number two, attempt. This is action. The Bible tells us faith without works is what? All right, so faith with works equals success. You got to know that. Faith without works is dead. We quote it all the time. We say it all the time, but then we still don't do nothing about it. So you have to understand it's time for action. This is a season of action for your life. So when I'm talking about imagine, you're getting your vision in your head, and then you attempt, you put action to it. Now, this is where everybody gets stuck. When you're attempting your vision, when you're attempting to start your business, when you're attempting to make your marriage better, when you're attempting to do your finances right, when you're attempting to get involved in ministry, when you're attempting, all of a sudden challenges rise, right? And when challenges rise, what happens? We become in fear. And what God wants you to do is shut down the fear. So he told me to tell you that don't stop because it doesn't look like what it first originally wanted it to be, but you got to adjust. Yes. If you imagine it and then you attempt it with action and it doesn't turn out to be what you originally imagined it to be, then adjust the plan.
Yes.
And keep going.
Yes.
Simple, right? And so you have to understand, how do I adjust? Because what happens is we keep going back to the original vision that we have. In order to adjust and to adjust successfully, you got to begin to seek God for revelation. You got to be able to get in the face of God, excuse me, and ask God, God, what do I need to do differently to get what I want to carry out into a place of manifested reality? Amen?
Amen.
The third place is church vision. Everybody say church vision. Ministry vision. This is where the doors are open to every culture, every background, every generation, where ministry is designed to meet people at the place of need. And I love BFF, because as I was looking at the 9 o'clock and I'm looking at here at the 11 o'clock, you guys got this. You are a kingdom ministry. There is multicultural here. There is multi-generational here. I mean, this is an amazing example of what God is calling to implement here in the earth. So I encourage you, like Pastor Scales was saying, listen, if you're black, go invite somebody that's white. If you're white, invite somebody that's Spanish. If you're Spanish, invite somebody else. I mean, come on.
That's right.
This is how we build kingdom culture and how we build a kingdom ministry here in the earth, where all races, all cultures, all generations can work and come together. Amen? Amen. So this is what we have to do for ministry vision and church vision to be able to carry out what God has for us in this church, BFF, here to safety. Everybody said, I must move from direction to dimension. So God has given a direction for this church through the man of God. And in order for this ministry and in order for you and to be activated in your spiritual gifts to go to the next dimension in life, you have to be able to carry out what this man of God speaks to. Yeah. See, it's Pastor Scale's purpose to carry out the vision for BFF. It's his purpose to carry this vision for this church to safety. So what he has to do is he has to be able to speak the vision. But as he speaks the vision, then you as the members of this church, you as the connectors of this church, have to be able to incubate what he just spoke. And you have to be able to carry that thing until it comes into manifest a reality. I told the 9 o'clock day, I'm sure he spoke what kind of worship he wanted. He spoke what type of praise team he wanted to have, what kind of atmosphere he wanted to present in this ministry. And they had to carry out his vision until manifest a reality, which we experience today. When it comes to children's ministry, when it comes to marriage ministry, when it comes to women's ministry, they have to speak it, but it's your responsibility to carry it out, to manifest the reality. That is how we enlarge ministry. And I'm not just talking about thousands and five thousands of ministry, but that's how you can impact more than the person that you're sitting next to. It's about enlarging our gifts. It's about connecting one another in testimony what God has called us to do. Amen? And then the next thing is God wants this season of your life to be done instantly and simultaneously. In the Bible, in Genesis 1 and 3, it said, God said, let there be light. And there was light. God said the light was good. And it goes on to say what? The first day. Yes. God spoke it. He saw it. And it manifested all in what? One day. And so what God wants to do in your life personally when he's speaking to you and what he wants to do through this ministry, through the man of God, is that once it's being spoken into your mind, into your spirit, he wants to manifest it instantaneously, simultaneously while he's saying it into your life for manifestation. It shouldn't take 3 years for you to get healing in your body. It shouldn't take 6 months for your marriage to turn around. It shouldn't take 10 years for finances to increase in your home. Amen? But God is looking for a group of believers that will listen to what he's saying and instantaneously go into work for him. This is a time and season that you got to move. You cannot sit. You got to move. You got to move how God is telling you to move. You got to continually see yourself to the next level. You got to continually to push. If you don't do that, your life will stay the same. And here's the thing. It's not fair if your life stays the same because I'm not getting what you have. This ministry is not getting what you have. Your wife is not really getting what you have. Your husband is not really getting what you have. The children are not getting what they have. The musicians, whoever, the women's department, they're not getting what you have because you're sitting idle. And so God doesn't just want you to come to church to come to church, but he gave you a purpose, and he wants that purpose put in action. We got to create a movement. I said at the beginning of this message, there is multiple things going on in this world. There's disease breakout. There's wars going on. Our younger generation is trying to get wiped out. And if you don't get moving, there's an urgency that has to happen on the inside of you. There's a push that has to come from the inside of you that goes beyond your circumstances, that goes beyond who you are and reaches to your manifested reality. Jesus did it. He carried you to the place of safety. He carried you to the cross. He made sure he made it to the burial. He made sure he resurrected on high. And then he made sure he gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit so you could keep going. He did his part. And so now it's your time to do your part. You should be getting excited, seeking after God like never before, seeking before him and saying, God, what is my part? And let me tell you this, if you don't know what it is, just get involved in whatever talent you have and whatever passions that you have, what you dream about, what makes you feel alive on the inside when you're doing it. That is how you get started, and then God will begin to give you revelation on where to move. I was telling the young ladies earlier, I have done every position you could think of in ministry. I've been the camera person. I tried audio out for about 3 days. I was an armor bearer. I was a teacher. I did children's church for 2 weeks. I had to retire. It just was, whoa. Any children's ministry workers in here, God bless you. I think y'all got a greater anointing than anybody. You understand? There is something that you have to do. And guess what? Yeah, you're not good enough to do it. That's why God gave you the gifting of the Holy Spirit to increase what you're doing. All you have to do is what? Be willing. You just got to say, I'm willing, God. And so there's something on the inside of you that I want to push out of you today. There's something on the inside of you. You got to now move to my closing point is you got to become a crowd pusher. You got to be able to push beyond anything that's going on in your life. You got to be able to push against all the millions of people trying to go out and do the same thing. You got to push beyond because God has called you for something great. I want you to understand the woman with the issue of blood, she pushed beyond the crowd to get to her place of safety, which was healing. She pushed no matter what she was going through in her mind, no matter what she was going through in her body, no matter what has been going on with her for 12 years, she pushed regardless of what was happening. There was something on the inside of her that wouldn't let her quit. There was something on the inside of her that pushed her to this moment of greatness. Amen? There's something on the inside of you that should be stirring up in you that God is calling on you, and you've got to stop ignoring it. But you've got to push beyond the crowd. You've got to push. The Bible tells us in Mark 2 and 4, it says this. It says, since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening on the roof. They couldn't get to Jesus. They made an opening on the roof. And then you know what they did? They lowered that man down from the roof. I bet Jesus was like, what is this Matrix Reloaded Mission Impossible thing going on? What's happening up in here? They went through the roof. They were crowd pushers. They didn't care that there was a crowd of people. They knew that they had to get their friend, what? The paralytic to safety. They had to get them to the place of safety, to the place of healing. And they were going to do it at all costs. Yeah. They were going to do it at all cost. And so today, how many of you are ready to take what God has called you to do at all cost to a place of safety? How many of you are ready to push to that next dimension that God has called you to be? How many of you are ready to be crowd pushers that no matter what is going on in your life, you're going to do what God has called you to do and you're going to make it happen with the help of God? This is your moment of change. You got to take fear out of your mind. You have the opportunity to accept or reject any thought that comes in your mind. It's up to you. You don't have to entertain it. So in this season, even thoughts that come through your mind, you got to ask yourself, am I going to entertain it, put energy to it, put focus to it, or am I not? You have to be able to shift into what God has called you to do. So today, if you would just lift your hands, I want to be able to pray for you today. I want to pray for those who are truly, truly serious about taking their life to the next level. I want to pray for those today that are ready for God to stir up the gifts that are on the inside of them. I want to pray for those today that maybe you started working on what God has told you to do. You started out in life and things were going well and you found a roadblock that has hit you and you can't seem to navigate around it or navigate through it. I want to pray with you today. And if that is you, come and meet me down at this altar, please. I want to connect with you in faith. You might come down here as a representation for your marriage. You might want God to move in your finances, in your health, maybe for your business. Meet me down here at this altar today. I want to pray for you. I want to touch and agree with you. I want to connect with you because there is something special that God is trying to extract out of you, and he wants to do it today. If you are not saved and you want to come into relationship with Jesus Christ, meet us down here and we'll pray with you as well.